Hi, this is Heath Herrera with the Keep Fit Simple podcast, simplifying your journey to better health and fitness. I want to talk to you today about playing the long game. The name of the game as we get older is to continue being able to do all the things we love without pain or injury. But it isn't just the orthopedic stuff, such as back, shoulders, and knees that I'm talking about, that can get in the way. There are some key biomarkers that tend to either flare up or diminish as we exercise, and not being aware of them could compromise our longevity. Number one, oxidative stress. This is when the body becomes overwhelmed with free radicals or unstable molecules that can result in cellular damage and accelerate the aging process. What do we do to fix this? We need to eat plenty of fruits and vegetables, antioxidants, and incorporate proper rest and recovery days so we are not overloading it with our training. Number two, our blood glucose levels. Proper blood sugar regulation is imperative for overall health and longevity. A poor diet, stress, and a lack of sleep may impair the body's ability to regulate glucose levels. What to do to remedy this? Eat balanced meals and snacks throughout the day, especially blueberries. They're loaded with flavonoids, which have been linked to better brain health with aging. Also, combining your berries with a protein source like meat or cheese can help keep blood sugar levels in check. Number three, vitamin D. Vitamin D is a fat-soluble vitamin that promotes healthy aging by promoting calcium absorption, helping you with bone health, and it helps regulate the nervous and immune systems. Vitamin D deficiency can leave us more susceptible to stress fractures and may cause poor sleep. What we can do to help with vitamin D deficiency is eat plenty of foods rich in vitamin D, such as salmon, egg yolks, fortified dairy products, swordfish, and cheese. I personally recommend supplementing with vitamin D, especially in the winter months when we are not getting as much sun exposure as we would during the spring and summer. Number four, cortisol. This is your body's stress hormone, and it can become elevated from unhealthy stress management, inadequate sleep, overtraining, or a lack of recovery. What to do to help minimize this or decrease your cortisol levels? Get adequate sleep, at least 7 hours per night. Engage in healthy stress relieving practices such as yoga or meditation, and incorporate adequate rest and active recovery days into your current training routine. Number five, magnesium. Magnesium is a mineral that assists with healthy blood pressure and blood sugar levels. It boosts the immune system and assists with muscle contractions. Think of it when you're weight training, the muscle contraction. Adequate magnesium levels contribute to improved sleep quality, mood, and recovery from strenuous activities. And levels decrease as we age. What can we do to increase our magnesium levels? Eat plenty of magnesium-rich foods, such as salmon, pumpkin seeds, and beans. It isn't just the achy joints that can set us back in our pursuit of health and fitness. As we age, stress, diet, and sleep may play a critical role in our overall health and longevity. I'm going to put a link to a blog post from Inside Tracker about how to prioritize performance and longevity in endurance sports. This actually talks about a little bit more in depth about how oxidative stress increases with aging and training. If you want to learn a little bit more about that, take a look at that link that I'll be posting in the show notes to Inside Tracker. Thank you for taking the time to listen today. If you enjoyed this episode, give it a 5-star rating or review. Also, share with your family and friends. Make sure you subscribe to the Keep Fit Simple podcast on your favorite podcast listening service. Have a great day and keep fit simple.